T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is good to be with you on a dreary and cold. Is this third fake winter?
Third false fake.
I tried to tell you guys that those early spring temps that we had were not going to stick around.
What is the current temperature?
30. I don't want to talk about it. It's in the 30s.
It
makes me cranky.
Got up to go to the gym this morning and I turned on my windshield wipers and it was sleet coming over.
You went to the gym this morning and you're playing pickleball with us tonight?
Yeah.
A little twofer. Okay. All right.
Before we get into that, it's 41 degrees right now. Eh. I'm not making excuses, but I too went to the gym yesterday morning and it was what's called a stations class,
mm-hmm.
where you go from station to station. Sam, you work out. You've probably seen station classes.
Circuit, yeah. Are you saying that we're going to need a fourth for pickleball
tonight?
Here we
go. He's trying.
I'm not saying that.
Not to just quash your whole story, but let's get to brass tacks here.
As I was putting myself in the stirrups of the row machine, my right knee popped so loudly that the gal who was at the station about 10 feet away looked over and goes, "Are you all right?" And I was like, oh, God.
Those are old man Parks' knees. We're good.
My right knee popped, and I thought I broke something again.
All right. If, in fact, you are just laying the groundwork I think you're laying.
No, I'm not.
My son is going to join us just for drinks tonight and could stand in if you go down in a heap. I'm just saying could.
I don't need him.
All right. Making sure.
Older son or younger son?
Older.
Don't need him.
He's got nothing going on. And he goes, I'll totally come hang out with you guys.
He's welcome.
We're going to have so
Sounds
much
like
fun.
Sounds like Scott's riding the bench tonight.
No, so Scott is not riding the bench.
So excited.
From the New York Post, Grand Canyon's loss to Alabama last week may have been best suited for watching without sound. Because Michael...
3-point edge for Bama. On the post, Grand
There it is. There it is. It's at the very end.
Dana?
I looked at Chris because we did nothing but watch 100 hours of basketball over the last several days.
Oh, sure.
I looked at Chris and I said, that sounds like Dana.
I thought that was a whistle.
Scott, it was nonstop. And one of my best friend's sons goes to Grand Canyon University. So we were all into that game. I wanted them to win so bad. We were all in, but you could not escape the banshee screech that was that Grand Canyon fan. Have they identified her? It was so bad. And I think I felt so bad for the sound guys because they had to have been seated somewhere right next to her. I mean, it was just ear-piercing nonstop.
It starts with the great hands. Jovan Blackshaw gets a hand.
Okay. I like how you can hear her stop to inhale.
Play it again.
Count it for Grand Foster.
Inhale.
It starts with the great hands.
And we're back at it.
Jovan Blackshaw gets a hand on this basketball. They got.
Okay, so Twitter, I know you're Twitterless Parks, but in moments like that, Twitter is just golden.
Oh, yeah.
For the love, someone please check on the shrieking Grand Canyon fan. This Grand Canyon screaming fan has got to go. CBS Sports Mike McClure, I don't know what's more chaotic, the gameplay in Alabama versus Grand Canyon or the one screaming fan that sounds like she's controlling one of the cameras.
Hashtag March Madness.
I don't think it's possible for me to have done less, and you know I was sick yesterday, for me to have done less over the last 3 days, but just watch basketball. There is not a single game we missed. We watched every single woman's game that we could. We watched KU last night late. Of course we watched Iowa. Caitlin Clark.
Tell the story about Caitlin Clark. Keep it clean if you can.
Well, she's my favorite human being ever. And, you know, you're starting to see the Gatorade commercials and such an inspiration and sticks around to sign autographs for the kids. And
she's great.
It was her senior night. She broke a record for the largest points scored in a season in Division I history. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, I think that's male or female.
That would be correct.
In
I didn't
one
know
year.
The post-game was included in that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought post-game didn't count.
Not trying to take anything away from her because that is insane.
Well, she just incredible. But at one point, she was hyping the crowd and you would see her going, come on, get up, get up. You're just hyping the crowd. And she's running from one side of the court to the other.
She just smashed a three,
mm-hmm. Looked at somebody over on somebody's bench or someone in the stands and said, go blank yourself. And I start laughing and I go, I didn't think I could be any more in love with her than I was. And now I'm even more in love with her. Like, I love the smack talk. I love the rivalry. I love the passion. And what makes
me mad,
people started saying on Twitter, oh, nice role model. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
You can't find a better role model in the world. And if a man said go blank yourself on the sideline of football or all the other things they say in basketball or anywhere else,
give me a break.
No one would blink. But a woman says that and all of a sudden, oh, nice role model for kids. To those of you who think that that's unfair. Beneath her, I literally said on Twitter, go blank yourself.
Not to be precise, but the exact phrase was shut the F up. And
even
she
better.
Screamed it at the top of her lungs like four times.
It's so good.
So what?
And Holly Rowe has been given the exclusive
assignment. Yeah, she's been all over this.
To just follow Iowa and Caitlin Clark.
Correct. And she is a brilliant.
Oh, God, I love Holly Rowe.
Brilliant sideline reporter.
A hot take, and it's not my original take, but Carrington Harrison posted on X last night, if this were like the men's where it's in a neutral site, Iowa would have lost that game, no question. They shot 30 free throws. West Virginia got 5.
Yeah, can we talk about that for just a quick second, and then we'll go to break, and then we're bringing in a doctor from the University of Kansas Health System in just a moment to talk about a really sad story involving the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader squad. But have we not gotten to the point where the women don't have to play at their home arenas anymore early rounds of the tournament?
I think we are now there. Yeah. I think we're going to start seeing
and I think she's brought us
larger
there.
Arenas. Correct.
And even if it's at, you know, a municipal auditorium in downtown Kent for a first round
game. We watched LSU. We watched K-State. We watched every woman's game we could because it was that exciting.
Now does and I ask out of ignorance, does women's college basketball maintain this momentum once she goes to the pros?
Yes. And I think she will only heighten the eyeballs that go to the WNBA because she's now going to be in it. But I think this momentum just keeps on going. And did you notice in the stands, it's young girls, it's young boys, it's men and women screaming for these women.
She's completely changed. I love Caitlin Clark. Don't get me wrong. She has completely changed the landscape for women's college basketball. I'm just curious, you know, when she is professional, does that momentum continue? Having said that, I think it's time that we move women's bracket basketball out of home stadiums.
I love her so much. I love her so much.
I will say they just started being allowed to use March Madness last year. Before that, it was just
and you know
their
what?
Tournament.
You know, they say if you build it, they will come. And man, she built it, and here we are.
Yep.
And I'm going to be honest, until about a year ago, I don't know that I had watched a lot of women's college basketball. Good friend of mine has a daughter who played D1. The passion, the drive, the aggressiveness, the athleticism, My God, did you see those women hitting the deck last night, face first? I mean, scrambling for the ball. Not that I'm acting surprised by that. I'm not. But it is on a level that is on par. I can't get enough of it.
Somebody on the text line says, and I'm going to disagree with you, if I may, 8137. Just what we need. More profanity and lack of civility. Watch any NFL game. Watch any NFL game. And when the players are actually mic'd up, Patrick Mahomes is one of the filthiest mouths in the NFL.
They're mic'd up.
I mean, give me a break.
It's just because it's a woman. Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's exactly right.
It's because it's a woman.
It's because it's a young lady who is saying things like, shut the blank up, and oh my gosh, let me clutch my pearls.
Say it louder, say it longer, so those of you in the back can hear.
Quick break. She is Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
The tea is ready.
Well, it starts with the great hands. Jovan Blackshear.
Sad story here from the Daily Mail out of the UK. You can also find some local stories to this regard, but we found this one to be the better written one. No offense, local reporters. A former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader has died from sepsis days after giving birth to her stillborn daughter. Crystal Anderson, 40 years old, was 21 weeks pregnant when doctors could not detect her daughter's heartbeat. Doctors delivered her child, who was born at rest on March 20th, 6 days ago. That same day, Crystal Anderson, former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader, spiked a fever and became septic before going into organ failure. She was put on life support and underwent 3 surgeries, but ultimately passed. She was remembered as having a radiant smile that could light up the darkest of rooms. Further down into the story, and this is why we bring in our next guest, maternal mortality in the United States have more than doubled over the past 20 years, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Black mothers, of which she was, reportedly have the greatest death rates. Dr. Mark Parrish, the Maternal Fetal Medicine Division Director at the University of Kansas Health System, said this is a well-known statistic in the medical community. And Dr. Parrish joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Doctor, welcome, and thank you for joining us. I wish we were speaking on different terms.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me to discuss this very important topic.
So, Dr. Parrish, I've been screaming about this for years, and every time I tell someone that our maternal mortality rate is on par with third world countries that you wouldn't even believe, most people don't believe me until they fact check it and find out that, yes, in fact, the United States does an abysmal job when it comes to taking care of our mothers during birth and after, and women of color particularly have a much higher death rate. Why does this keep happening, and why are we not doing more to address it?
You know, so it's a great question, Dana, and it's a question that we've been screaming and shouting about for some time now as well. And just kind of to hammer home the point that you stated, if you even just Google this, you'll find the United States in regard to maternal mortality falls below some areas on a list of countries, below some third world countries in regard to our maternal rates of death. I will say that I think a lot of this, it's multifaceted. We have more patients these days that do have pre-existing medical conditions like hypertension, diabetes, being overweight. Those type of things certainly contribute to increased risk for adverse pregnancy outcomes and can also be associated with the horrific scenarios where you actually have maternal loss of life, or you're talking about some sort of irreversible damage occurring to organ systems because of a complication associated with the pregnancy. I'll also say that I think a lot of this, to just be fair to us, we without a doubt need to do a better job, and that's undeniable. But we're also much better at surveilling for these type of things. Mm-hmm. In the past, you would be shocked at how poorly we were recording how well we were doing in regard to maternal mortality, morbidity, and that falls also includes fetal losses, newborn losses. And so while we are doing poor, I'll also say that I think that this problem is becoming more highlighted, and we are seeing a higher rate because we're actually doing a better job of identifying these problems and putting it into the statistics that the Centers for Disease Control is looking at on an annual basis.
So certainly Crystal Anderson was 40 years old. She was 21 weeks pregnant, sadly, when doctors couldn't detect her daughter's heartbeat. And her daughter, Charlotte, was born stillborn, okay? So she's 40. Yeah. Crystal is 40. And women, there is no doubt, are having babies later in life, which could be a contributing factor here. But, I mean, she was a Chiefs cheerleader. She's the picture of health. I've seen photographs. I guess what what is the message here, and what more can we be doing, especially with a death from something like sepsis? Can you help us understand, did the sepsis come first and cause the death of the child and the mother, or did the sepsis come after in these cases? Not specifically this case, but in these types of cases.
Yeah, in these, so let's just say, thank you for clarifying that. I was like, I'm not intimately familiar with Crystal's case other than what's out there in the media. But I will say that the answer is both. The answer is both. And let me explain why. So there's a lot of it is dependent on what the cause of the stillbirth was. If there happened to have been premature rupture of the membranes prior to the loss of the child, that certainly increases the risk for susceptibility for an infection occurring in the mom, which could lead to sepsis. Just for the listeners on today's show, just to explain what sepsis is, sepsis typically starts with an infection that occurs locally. Let's say maybe it's a pneumonia in the lungs or it's an infection in the kidney, and then it can spread into the bloodstream. And once it's done that, it causes a massive inflammatory response that impacts multiple organ systems and unfortunately can result in loss of life because of just being the system being overwhelmed by the infection. So one of the causes could have been preceded by a situation like premature rupture of the membranes. We also know that you can become septic in pregnancy for a multitude of other reasons. Just for some of the examples that I gave, urinary tract infections can be more common. And unfortunately, in pregnant moms, their immune systems are significantly weaker than their non-pregnant counterparts, and it certainly can allow them to become much sicker. And so a mom that becomes very sick or is starting to an infection that's gotten in the bloodstream certainly could impact the life of the baby as well.
Dr. Parrish, I'm looking at a list of statistics regarding maternal mortality, and it is shocking in a nation like ours, with as much health care as we have, as much money as we pour into health care in this country, that in maternal mortality, we trail behind, and I'm not mocking these countries, nor am I making fun of them in any way, but we trail behind countries like Chile, Hungary, Turkey, Estonia, the Czech Republic, and countless European countries. Why?
Yeah, you know, it's shocking and absolutely concerning. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have the right answer. I think I'll go back to say that not being able to speak intelligently about the health of the women, the patients in those other countries that are becoming pregnant, I'm going to assume that they have much. I think it's well known. A lot of those countries you just listed, their health system access is much poorer than the United States. So you would think common sense wise that we would be doing better than those countries. I don't have the greatest answer. I will say that I think that we do a much better job of, again, documenting these days compared to even 20 to 30 years ago. Just being able to find data on patients and why they passed away was very difficult. And we think that there were many more maternal deaths that may have occurred 2 to 3 decades ago that weren't picked up on because there wasn't an appropriate surveillance system in place. Sure. So I do think part of it is that we are better at highlighting here in the United States what our actual mortality rates are. And I truly question, and this is an only opinion from me, I think we do a much better job of documenting what our actual rates of maternal mortality are compared to some of the other countries that we're on the list with. But I also would go back and say that that doesn't negate the fact that we still need to do better. If we just compare ourselves to ourselves, you know, like yeah. over the last 20 to 30 years, even though it appears that our rates of mortality rates are increasing, and it's likely, again, because we're doing a better job of picking up on those, we still are not doing a great job of reversing these things.
Doctor,
I will say that...
Dr. Parrish, real quick, we're up against your break. Can you stick around for just another couple minutes? Because I do have two or three, I think, really important questions for our listeners. Like, as a woman, what can you be doing when you are pregnant? What questions do you need to be asking? And we can get to you just straight ahead after the break.
If you have a question for the doctor, you're welcome to text one in at 913-586-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're discussing the horribly tragic story of a former Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader, Crystal Anderson, who was 40 years old and died recently. She was 21 weeks pregnant, and doctors could not detect a heartbeat in her daughter's ultrasound. They delivered the child, who was born at rest, on March 20th. Crystal Anderson quickly developed sepsis, and that kick-started organ failure. She was put on life support, underwent 3 surgeries, but ultimately passed from those complications. Friends and people with the Chiefs are remembering her as a woman who had a radiant smile that could light up the darkest of rooms. She cheered for the Chiefs for 100 games from 2006 to 2011 and also from 2013 to 2016. Joining us on the KMZ hotline, he was not involved in Crystal's case, but he is the maternal fetal medicine division director at the University of Kansas Health System and a well-known doctor in that field. Dr. Mark Parrish continues to join us on the KMBZ hotline.
One of the questions I have for you, Dr. Parrish, for our listeners or anyone listening who maybe has a daughter or daughter-in-law who is pregnant, is it possible that over the years we have just not taken pregnancy seriously enough, that women have been doing this for thousands of years? You go in, they pop you out in a couple of days, everybody goes home with the baby, and everybody's happy, when in fact it is a major medical procedure.
Yeah, Dana, I think you hit the nail on the head. I do think that sometimes we are a little too laid back about, you know, how we take pregnancy. And a lot of times I think it's a tendency for us. And granted, I never want to dispel what grandma or mom has to tell you. You know, certainly listen to them always. But also, you know, I'd say you don't want to just chalk everything up to being, oh, it's just normal with pregnancy. And so I do think that sometimes we undersell, you know, the what pregnancy, with the stresses that pregnancy can put on your body, and what type of risk can be associated with pregnancy.
Is there enough access to maternal health care in the United States, obviously pre-birth?
You know, I would say that that's probably one of the areas that is lacking the most. And when I say that is, I don't think that we emphasize enough the importance of seeking care with a primary care physician or an obstetrician gynecologist or, you know, somebody that is knowledgeable in the field of obstetrics. And just asking questions about, okay, are there things in my history, doc, could you look through them, family history, my own personal history, things that I could do to maximize the outcomes of a pregnancy if I were to become pregnant? And that's severely lacking. I oftentimes will tell patients at the end of their, when we meet up with them for their postpartum visit, their post-delivery visit, that sure. It's important, you know, for them to come back and meet with us again if they have certain problems that happened toward the end of their last pregnancy or if they have pre-existing medical conditions so that we can ensure that things are as tuned up as possible before they decide to become pregnant again.
You were quoted in this Daily Mail story. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read it, but right before they introduce you in the story, and I did read this during your initial introduction, the story in the Daily Mail reads, maternal mortality in the United States has more than doubled over the past 20 years, according to a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association last year. I know that we've touched on this in some previous comments that you've shared with us on the air, but what do you chalk that up to, that maternal mortality over the last 20 years has doubled in the United States?
Yeah. So I'm going to think two things. One thing I emphasized earlier is just I think we're doing a better job of surveilling these things, monitoring for these things. So I think that there's a higher pickup rate because we're super sensitive to it. So that's one of the things. But I also think that we are pushing the limits a little bit, and definitely don't want to want this to be taken negatively at all, because we want patients. I think one of the most important things for many of our patients is, you know, to have a pregnancy. But there are a lot of moms that are under, you know, having to undergo artificial reproductive technology interventions, and sometimes those things can increase risks for adverse pregnancy outcomes as well. And I think in general, I feel like our we see, you know, I think in over the last three decades, we've also seen rises in higher weights prior to patients becoming pregnant, so higher BMIs. And those, you know, that condition in and of itself lends itself to increased risk for hypertensive disorders, diabetes. And so I think that all of those things do contribute to the doubling of the maternal mortality rate that we've observed.
Last question, and if you don't know the answer, that is completely fine. But I'm just curious, was it this bad back in the 1920s or 40s or 70s, back when all of our moms were smoking? Or is this something that with all the technology we have, it's still getting worse and we don't know why?
Yeah. I will say that if you look at complication rates from some of the things that we do on a routine basis, like just a vaginal, let's keep it simple, vaginal deliveries, C-sections, you know, back in the 20s, 30s, gosh, even up through 70s, when there was a much higher rate of death post-delivery because of things like sepsis compared to what we have today. But I'll also say that the surveillance was significant, was subpar.
Was worse as well. Sure.
Doctor, I do have one more quick question, if I may. In postpartum deaths, is sepsis usually the main cause?
No, the most common causes that we're seeing in the U.S., I would say sepsis is up there in the top five. But direct pregnancy-related issues would be hemorrhage, number one, and then hypertensive disorders. So things that can cause a stroke, heart failure, the things associated with a postpartum hypertensive emergent event.
Dr. Mark Parrish with the University of Kansas Health System, certainly do appreciate your time, your patience, and your willingness to join us on the radio this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you for having me.
Okay, be well. That's Dr. Mark Parrish with the University of Kansas Health System.
So our maternal mortality rate, according to the Wall Street Journal, actually hit its highest level in around 2021 since 1965. So we made strides, and then we have just dropped off. And some of that, I think he is accurate, is in better reporting of the numbers, which shouldn't make us feel better. The numbers are what they are.
And the conditions of the mothers as they become, and their age. He mentioned that as well.
Crystal was 40, but I don't want anyone to think she's the embodiment of health.
Yeah, no question about it. No question about it.
We have to do a better job. We are failing our mothers, and I don't know the answer. He does. I mean, I've been screaming about this for years.
But most people would argue we have the greatest health care in the world.
Oh, I would argue against that.
Well, I mean, what country puts more money into their health care than the United
States?
But
money is not fixing this, so what does that tell you?
Well, money didn't fix the Kansas City, Missouri school system either.
Yeah.
You can throw money at something. It doesn't necessarily
fix
it.
It's just absolutely preventable and absolutely heartbreaking. And our thanks to the doctor, because I know there are no easy answers here.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. There's a picture going around on Facebook. I'm just going to show it to Dana real quick just to get her initial reaction. This was taken by a pilot at 33,000 feet flying over a rainbow.
Oh, wow. You can actually see the color.
Yeah. Isn't
that incredible? Sure. I always wonder when I see that stuff online. You really see the color from above. We had one yesterday.
There was a double rainbow in Leavenworth.
And there was one over Johnson County yesterday.
There was two huge ones over Johnson County yesterday. I wouldn't say it was a double rainbow because they weren't stacked like the "it's a double rainbow" guy. But there were two gigantic rainbows.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Makes me so happy.
NASA says an asteroid larger than the Empire State Building is heading towards Earth.
Great.
NASA says, okay, but don't worry.
They always bury the lead.
It's not expected to arrive until the year 2182. We'll be long gone, so will our kids, so who cares?
Let me guess, a projected near miss, of like 1.2 million miles?
0.05 chance that it will hit the planet.
0.05. Who does that math and goes,
it was a big ass bump.
Yeah, it will be. It will be.
Good Lord.
0.05, okay.
And it's going to pass by the Earth or hit the Earth in 2182. These people have math skills that I envy.
It was a big ass bump.
It will be. That's right. You may be wondering which state has the cleanest homes.
Okay.
Certainly not in Iowa.
Nope.
People in Idaho and Maine are the most meticulous when it comes to having a clean home. A recent poll of Americans from each of the 50 states investigated the cleaning habits of each and found that, on average, respondents in Idaho and Maine spend the most time per session cleaning their homes, roughly an hour.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't do that.
They also looked a little bit further into it and found that in some states, residents clean their homes up to 3 times a week.
Oh, I do that.
Well, what does clean mean?
Well, see, what I do is I don't do, I'll throw her under the bus for one day. That's fine. Shonda, my ex-wife, is a once a week, let's do the whole house cleaner.
Okay.
I don't do that. I am a let's clean a little bit every day.
A little bit
and
as
then
we
you,
go.
Yeah. So for today, for example, if you care, and I'm sure you do, I dusted the upstairs.
I have
you
never
just dusted last week.
Ever.
You have to. I dust twice a week upstairs.
Ever dusted anything ever in my house. Ever.
That must be awful. Let me come over and I'll write some, some stuff into your
you
cabinet.
Dust?
I dust my house constantly.
But we don't have a lot of like curio cabinet kind of things.
Do you have wood? Furniture?
Floors.
Do you have wood furniture?
No.
Do you have any horizontal surfaces whatsoever?
Well, like the mantle, but I'm not taking all that stuff down. Who's going to go up and look at my mantle? You'd have to have a ladder.
Maybe I will.
No. I love this study. and if you've already done it, stop me, but I'm reading it anyway. Okay. They looked at what toddlers smell like.
Nope. Didn't do it.
Then they looked at what teenagers smell like.
Marijuana.
And this is from the New York Times. They did a blind smell test where they gave, and I think parents, but I think a lot of moms, they give you like a shirt that a toddler's been wearing, and then they ask, okay, what does this smell like?
Okay.
Here were the results. Toddlers smell like flowers. Think age one and age two with a clean diaper.
And you're a baby smeller.
Oh my God, I love that smell. Teenagers, quote, smelled goat-like with musky steroids and a higher level of odorous acids in the teens.
Wow.
Goat-like, isn't that hilarious?
They smell like goats?
Let me tell you, ain't no Axe body spray in the world strong enough to cover the sweat goat-like smell of a teenage boy. Doesn't happen.
Maybe they should bathe more often.
They looked at several samples of young children three and under and then adolescents who had gone through puberty. They used T-shirts, bodysuits, clothing the teens and children had worn overnight, and then put the parents to the test. What does that smell? I don't know, but I don't like it. Have you ever had like five teenage boys in your car? Oh my God.
No.
That is a very specific odor. Very.
What does it smell like? Like a goat?
Earthy.
Do you smell it? That smell. A kind of smelly smell. A smelly smell that smells smelly.
I would say goat-like. I would say I'd throw a fart in there because when you have five teenage boys in your car, somebody's going to fart. Then they're going to laugh. Someone's going to cup it.
Well.
I mean.
Cup it.
God.
Cup the fart. I haven't cupped a fart in years.
Oh, God. The teenage boy.
I think I'll do that tonight.
There are certain stages in life that I will not miss, and probably 13 to 15-year-old boy is not a stage that I'm going to miss.
I think I will cup a fart tonight.
I hope that you do not.
Perhaps at pickleball.
I don't. No, please do not.
You're not being my partner if that's what you plan on doing.
Sam, we are pickleball partners for life,
weirdo,
friend.
Weirdo.
You know weirdo. Better than that.
Hey, when we get back, we have a very, very scary and very, very real case of road rage in Overland Park. At what time? Not that I think there's any good time. I don't know to be shooting at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the time that this happened today, you're going to go, what in the Sam Hill is going on?
And why the Utah women's basketball team requested a new hotel during the tournament.
Is that screaming fan staying there?
It was not. It was not a no, it was not a screaming Grand Canyon fan. We'll get to all of that and much more coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.